I was thinking a lot about what I'd tell, and I got a lot of advice about which stories to tell. Could not make up my mind. I love all those stories. They become like children to you. But 3 weeks ago, my dear mama had a massive stroke. And it was one of those where it left her somewhere between here and there, waiting to go home, if you know what I mean. And this was her favorite story. So I decided it was a story I needed to tell tonight, so I'm going to dedicate it to her. Bring a little water, Sylvia. Bring a little water now. Bring a little water, Sylvia. Every little once in a while. Well, my name wasn't Sylvia, but I sure had to bring the water. See, on that little farm that we grew up on, when it was time to pick one of the cash crops, everybody went out in the field. Didn't care what color you were or how old you were, unless you were a lap child, or unless it was strawberry picking time, and you were like me, you ate too many strawberries or stepped on too many strawberries. And if that was the case, you got to stay up at the house with Mama Evelyn. Now, if you saw Mom Evelyn from the back, you might have thought she was a man because she was a huge woman. But when she turned around, you saw those big breasts of hers where she had nursed 9 kids of her own and wet nursed 2 of somebody else's, you'd have no doubt in your mind. She had wiry gray curls that stuck out from under her head rag, and her face was frozen in perpetual smile. Her skin was the color of milk chocolate. Now, I say milk chocolate because she made the best milk chocolate in the world, and I noticed how close they resembled each other. In fact, when I was little, I'd take my finger and I'd rub it on her like that, trying to see if I could get some of it off. And she said, "Oh, baby, that ain't gonna come off." And I said, "Well, Mama Evelyn, how come some people are pink and other people are brown?" And she said, "Well, the good Lord just baked some of us longer than others." I thought that made a lot of sense. She sang all the time, but never as wonderful as she sang when she went to her church. And I would use any excuse in the world to go to her church. Because at her church, they clapped and hollered and sang. And frankly, at my church, it was a drag. And so I asked her, I said, "Mama Evelyn, how come your church they have so much fun and clap and holler?" And she said, "My church are just so quiet." And she said, "Well, baby," she said, "I believe them white folks think you got to be real quiet so the devil won't find you." Said, "Now, my folks believe you just whoop and holler and just keep him scared away." Oh, they had a preacher at that church that I absolutely loved, because he could go from talking to singing, and I never could catch him when he went from one to the other. I would spend every Sunday that I could get to go with her just waiting to get him to go from one to the other. Well, one Sunday I went there, and he wasn't there. There was this other fellow there. I could catch him in a heartbeat. And I asked Mom Evelyn, I said, "Where's that preacher man?" She said, "Oh, baby, he succumbed to the flesh." Well, I didn't know what that meant, but she said, "He ain't going to be back no more. He's getting his comeuppance." And surely we didn't see him anymore. That new fella stayed, you know, but Mom Evelyn said he'd get better as soon as he got caught up in the spirit, right? Now, when she wasn't trying to save my soul, she was saving me from some other things. You see, I had other jobs on that little farm, and one of them was to collect eggs. And I love that job. Still love it. I got chickens to this day. How many of you enjoy sticking your hand under a warm hen? Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. I love that job. Was that Joseph Sobel? I love that job. I really love that job, except for the self-appointed guard of that hen house. Now, it was a rooster, and I swear he stood that tall. He was reddish colored, you know, and he had that purplish tail that went round and round, right, had these bright yellow legs that stuck down and had a spur on each one of them. That's where the rub came in, because he loved to spur my legs. Now, I was no sissy kid. If I could get from the gate there of the hen yard into the hen house, he'd leave me alone. He wouldn't bother me after that. So I tried several methods, you understand. I tried running as fast as I could to get to that hen house. And then let me tell you one thing. That was the fastest running rooster. He could have been put in the Olympics any day. Then I tried sneaking. And he would wait till I got exactly in the middle of that hen yard. And then he'd come out of nowhere and spur my legs. Well, one day in particular, I remember he got me, and he must have got me pretty good because I dropped the basket and started crying. You're not kind of crying where you're going, headed for the house to Mama Evelyn. You know, I got in there, I said, Mama Evelyn, that rooster has tore up my legs. Well, she was no fan of that rooster herself. So she cleaned up my legs, and she set me up in this chair of hers. It was a wicker chair with these nice puffy cushions on it. I loved it, and I fell asleep. And then a little bit later, I woke up to the smell of chicken. And that woman, she made the best chicken, you know, and she gave me a leg of that. I said, boy, this is some good chicken. And she said, honey, that's rooster, baby. She said, I gave him his comeuppance. I said, good Lord, is that what happened to that preacher man? She said, no, baby, said, he might have got his butt chewed, but he didn't get plum-ed up. But the time that sticks in my mind like a wonderful jewel is one time when we were picking strawberries. And I was up at the house with her. And I loved to carry water. That was my job. I'd only carry a half a bucket at the time because the thing was heavy. But I liked that because I could go back to that old pump and pump some more water. And I thought that was wonderful. So I was heading back through that field carrying the empty bucket. And I was excited. And I jumped across this row. And when I did, I kicked over this fella's strawberry basket. And all those strawberries went out in the dirt, which is a big no-no if you're picking strawberries. And honey, that fella stood up, and he was 17 feet tall, I'm convinced. He had these huge bulging eyes, you know, and these big white teeth, and he started spitting out cuss words all over me. Well, I froze right in the place, could not get my legs to move. But when I did get them going, you know where I went. I went straight for Mama Evelyn. I said, Mama Evelyn, there's this big old guy, and he has cussed all over me. He has scared me. I want you to go out there and give him his comeuppance. Well, she pulled me up in her lap, and she leaned me up on one of them breast pillows, and she said, oh, baby. She said, it ain't our business to give him his comeuppance. I said, that's the Lord's work. Said, he got pain in his heart. He hadn't got nowhere to put it, so he puts it out on you. Said, pray he find Jesus so he can put it out on him. Said, pray for him, baby. Just pray for him. Well, that night I prayed for him, but I got to admit that I prayed more that he'd stay away from me while he was commencing to find Jesus. But I did pray for him. As years would go by, I would go home often to see him. I remember, and I'd go back to that church. I remember I went to the funeral of her son who died in Vietnam. He was my age. And I remember going back another time to that church, and that was when they buried Mama Evelyn. And boy, what a service they had. Honey, they whooped and hollered and whooped and hollered and kept that old devil away until she was well within them pearly gates. So every time I smell a strawberry, every time I see a strawberry, I think about that time. I think about that fella. I hope he found Jesus. But most of all, I think about Mama Evelyn and that colorless love. Can't you hear me calling? Can't you hear me now? Can't you hear me calling every little once in a while?
Now, I think that Molly is a bit of a liar, because if I remember correctly, when she got up here, she said she didn't have half the energy that those other ones did. Let's give Molly another round of applause. What a beautiful story.